Welcome into episode 6 of Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange, joined by Charlie Pulo and Josh Jordan. Texans trying to ride the momentum of Sunday's big win in Jacksonville as they host the Pittsburgh Steelers in an intriguing week 4 matchup. Steelers beat the Raiders Sunday night at home, although it was more of a home game for Pittsburgh, even though they were in Vegas. Depending on the platform, Texans are anywhere between 3 and 3.5 point dogs as we're recording this. I think the Steelers are probably going to take C.J. Stroud and the Texans a little bit more seriously now. How do you guys see the Texans' offense matching up against that Steelers' D, and can they continue to lean so heavily on C.J. Stroud?
Well, they're going to have to unless they can get some semblance of a running game other than token running of the ball just to say, see, here we are handing it off. If you put 9 guys in the secondary, we'll gain a few yards. Damian Pierce just 14 carries, 31 yards in the win at Jacksonville. I think this is the first time where the Texans offensive line is going to be really challenged by 2 quality outside rushers. Right? It's J.J. Watt Day at NRG Stadium. Well, it's T.J. Watt, who's the big concern. NFL Defensive Player of the Year, if not the best pass rusher in the game. He's right there with Micah Parsons and a couple of others. Whether Tunsil is back, he's a real issue. Alex Highsmith on the other side is also a threat. I mean, Watt must be accounted for, probably needs to be doubled every play, but Highsmith can get after it. You know, as the Texans, who's that guy to compliment Will Anderson as a dynamic duo of pass rushers, the Steelers pretty much have that knocked. I do think the Texans can match up favorably on the outside if they can protect Patrick Peterson, maybe a savvy veteran, but he can't run the way he used to in his Cardinals heyday. Levi Wallace, their other starting corners, just kind of a journeyman pickup from the Bills. So if you can protect enough, a la Jacksonville, to give Stroud time to get the ball downfield some, there may be opportunities, but that black and yellow pass rush can bring it. And while it might not quite feel like, well, it's not Heinz Field anymore, whatever it's called now in Pittsburgh, in Las Vegas, there will be a significant Steeler fan contingent at NRG Stadium on Sunday. So if the Texans aren't protecting Stroud well, they're going to hear about it.
For sure. I think Laremy Tunsil coming back for this game is huge. This is when you need Laremy Tunsil. We know he was close last week. He went through some limited practices, but ultimately did not make the trip. Hopefully Tunsil's back. You're going to need him a lot. And I look at some of the other things. Deontay Johnson on IR for the Steelers, one of their best receivers. They still have Pickens, so they have some options, but Johnson not playing is a big deal. That should help you. And then when I look at the running game being tough for the Texans this year, they just haven't been able to get Damian Pierce going. This might be a week they can do a little bit of that. Thing about the Steelers is they're not great against the run. They've given up the 6 most fantasy points to running backs on the season. So that's some way where maybe you can get him going. And if you can get Pierce getting some chunks of yardage, then the play action, that's something that you can utilize. So I think there's going to be some opportunities. I know the point spread's 3, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Texans hang in this one. Maybe they even steal one.
There are a couple of stats that the pundits and analysts can just throw out there that belie the truth. 3rd straight game, the team that gained more yardage in the Texans game lost the game. Right? They were outgained in Jacksonville. Garbage time yardage, field position can dictate that stuff. But a number that almost always tells truth, turnovers. Right, the Jacksonville game, Texans were +2. C.J. Stroud has been flawless, 121 pass attempts. He's yet to throw an interception. Did lose 1 fumble on a strip sack, but that's going to happen occasionally. You know, avoid that big play, that T.J. Watt strip sack score. Oh, my God, the triple threat. And I'm with Josh. They can hang in this game. The point spread dictates that. The Steelers' offense is not great shakes. Their offensive line is rather iffy. Kenny Pickett, when he matured the second half of last season, only threw 1 interception over the last 8 games. First game this year, he threw a couple. He just had his first multi-touchdown pass game. So this is a Steelers offense work in progress. Win special teams, as the Texans overwhelmingly did in Jacksonville. Win the turnover battle. And we could have a 2-2 team here.
It's possible. And when I look at their running game, because that's been the Texans' bugaboo, they have trouble stopping the run. Najee Harris has kind of been a disappointment for a lot of Steelers fans. Jaylen Warren has looked good in some spots. But overall, I mean, the Steelers' run game, it's not great. So we'll see which weakness outperforms the other in this matchup here with the Texans run D. And then, of course, the Steelers rushing offense with Jalen Petrie hopefully returning. Jimmy Ward, at least you have your two starting safeties in place. You still have Nelson at corner. I thought Shaq Griffin played pretty well stepping in for Derek Stingley last week. So I think you have something in the secondary. Let's see if these linebackers and the defensive line can slow things down and put some pressure on Kenny Pickett.
Well, that was my next question. Kenny Pickett, 16 for 28 for 235 yards, two TDs against Vegas. We talked about it in the last episode, how Texans got no sacks over the last 2 weeks. How do you see the Texans, you know, changing that? How do they put pressure on Pickett? Because you're going to need to.
Yeah, I mean, the onus is on Will Anderson because he's obviously their most gifted pass rusher. And the draft position and the draft capital you dealt to acquire him. But, you know, one guy, it's tough for one guy, no matter how great he is, to consistently just wreck shop week in, week out if the offense can load up on that one guy because they just don't take anyone else seriously. So who else can make that impact play? Is there one moment in the game where they fire a safety who gets home? I've mentioned Jonathan Gennard or someone else on the other end because they just don't have a pocket collapser. You know, no John Randall, Warren Sapp type in training in the middle to give you that inside compliment to Anderson coming from the outside. But it's a pretty average Steelers offensive line. Josh alluded to Pickens. That's George Pickens, a very gifted wide receiver. They also have a capable pass-catching tight end in Pat Freiermuth, who had a big put-away touchdown for them in the win in Las Vegas back on Sunday night. So, you know, it's advantage Steelers. But in boxing terms, I'd say it's a 10-9 round before the round. It's not some 10-7 lopsided match.
Yeah. The other thing I'll be paying attention to is how much home field advantage are the Texans really going to have? I know it's J.J. Watt Day and all that kind of stuff, but Steelers travel really well. They are a very popular national team. You know, if you watch the Texans when the Steelers come here, there's a lot of black and gold in the stands. So let's hope the Texans fans show up this week. Make it loud. I'm with Charlie. Maybe Jalen Petrie, we see him on some blitzes, something like that to get it going. And give Cashman a little love. That was a really nice interception. Maybe he can do something like that and flip the game against the Steelers.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, let's put you guys on the spot because I love doing that. Give me a prediction for this week, Charlie.
Well, it gets really interesting really quickly within this season, perchance the dream for the Texans if they can win this game and get to 2-2 at the one-quarter mark. And then you have okay, but not special, Falcons and Saints teams before they have an early open week after just six games. But I don't want to get carried away off one win against the Jacksonville team that really messed the bed at home. So I'll go with Steelers in pedigree, but that half point would impact my fiduciary prediction in the game. So I'll go Steelers 20, Texans 17.
I'm going to go positive. I'm going to say Texans upset them 24-21. I got a good feeling about the Texans here. We're going to find out a lot about CJ Stroud after he has a little success. Does he come back and improve upon that, or does he take a step back? I think that'll be critical in this game, but why not? Feels like a different brand of Texans, so I'm going to predict a victory on Sunday.
Appreciate it. That's going to be it for episode 6 of Texans on Tap. We will catch you next week. Hopefully, we will be discussing a Texans victory over the Steelers. And until next time, go Texans.